quarter, 14-0 Wisconsin. Moore to the running back, Frank Covey out wide to the right. Marshall Lang, wing on the left side, out of the pistol formation. Now Porter will shift to the left of the quarterback. Yeah. Movement up front, Quincy. Left side of the line.
Tight end.
Offense, number 87. 5-yard penalty, still third down.
That was Thomas Gordon, so now it's third and goal at the 9.
Yeah, the clapping and that, it gets you, you're doing that, you want to sit back there because you want to see what kind of pressure package Wisconsin is going to bring, and you get antsy. I'm guessing Thomas had a route, and he wanted to get out into it. Got a little bit flinchy, and again, picking up that 5 yards puts it in a much more difficult position here for Northwestern.
Third and goal at the 9. Kurtz, Covey, and Calvin Johnson out wide to the right. Marshall Lang split out to the left. Cam Porter is the running back. Snap to Lausch, looking against a four-man rush, drifting to his right. He's chased. He is hit by Sebastian Cheeks, and the throw is way off the mark, incomplete. Cheeks putting pressure on the quarterback and a throwaway, and it's fourth and goal at the 9, and on comes the field goal team.
Pius, a really good job of forcing him to flush out to his right, and you kept him contained in there. Good plaster job by the defensive backs of covering up into the end zone. Pius chasing him. You got, I think that's Thomas Chaney coming in to really force that throw earlier, and you get a field goal kick instead of a touchdown. Great stop by Wisconsin.
Luke Akers will try this from 27 yards just inside the left hash. Badgers have 2 blocks today. Can they make it 3? Snap, spot. The kick is away, and it is good. And Northwestern is on the board. Luke Akers with a 27-yard field goal. Still the Badger defense up against it, forcing Northwestern to settle for 3 points instead of getting 7. Horsepower to amplify your willpower. Capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford, tough Ford trucks, and adventure-ready SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 6:46 left of the third quarter. Wisconsin 14, Northwestern 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal conditions. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. Surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Time-consuming drive of 7 minutes and 18 seconds. Northwestern settling for a Luke Akers 27-yard field goal. 6:46 left in the third quarter. The Badgers lead the Wildcats 14-3.
Fourth down conversions. They did a Northwestern stayed on the field. A lot of time of possession churn, but Wisconsin made the stop, and I thought the key play there, the really good run on fourth down and get down there, and it did feel like it was rushed. I mean, I'm still jabbering as he's lining up, and Wisconsin felt a little disoriented, but they still stopped him right on the spot, and then you felt like they settled back in, and to hold them to 3 after what was their best drive of the game, it feels like a big win.
Now let's see what Wisconsin can do, getting the ball back. Got Benny Anthony and Cade Iacomelli deep for Wisconsin. Badgers going north to south, left to right as we view it. In this third period, kick is in the air. Anthony again will let it sail over his head, and it's another touchback, and that means the Badgers starting at their 25-yard line. Go ahead and take another commercial break. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brewpub, Lots and Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. 6:46 left in the third. Wisconsin 14, Northwestern 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Save big money on your roofing project now at Menards. We have an unbeatable selection of Atlas architectural shingles. Castlebrook, Briarwood, and Pinnacle all feature a limited lifetime warranty and up to 130 miles per hour wind warranty. Choose from 20 styles in stock, ready to take home today. Stop in to shop our wide selection of roofing products or visit Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure, like roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including solar and wind projects, plus on building projects like work at Camp Randall Stadium, a union with over 900 contractor partners. LIUNA Wisconsin members help meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. More info at liunawisconsin.org, liunawisconsin.org.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Fans get the ultimate access to Wisconsin football this season with a Camp Randall Club membership. From exclusive experiences to unique content, the Camp Randall Club gets closer to the Badgers. Learn more and join today at CampRandallClub.com. Badgers starting at their 25, first and 10. They lead Northwestern 14-3.
All right, let's get a little something going here. Three and out to start this half, and then Northwestern just took a long drive. The defense did what it needed to do to hold up for a field goal. And now, you know, we continue to talk complimentary football. Time for the offense to do its end of the donkey. Even if we don't get points, I think it's really important here to get some first downs and get it moving.
6:46 left in quarter. Number three, Tawee Walker in there at running back. 13 carries, 73 yards so far today for Walker. Two receivers right, one on the left. Lock gets the snap. He'll give it to Walker off the left side of the 25. Walker to the 30. Still up. Tawee has spun forward across the 35 and up to the 37-yard line. A gain of 12 and a first and 10 for Wisconsin.
Good job by the left side of Wisconsin's offensive line. Jack Nelson. You had Tucker Ashcraft get over there and helping out too. But a really great finish. That's a 6 or 7 yard run. Walker was not going to be denied.
Two receivers right, one on the left. Vinny Anthony, a little pop pass to Vinny, going left to right. Here he goes across the 40. Anthony across the 45-yard line. And tossed down by Grayson Metz at the 45, but a gain of 8 for Vinny Anthony. And it's second and 2 for the Badgers.
I love it. You want to get the ball in your playmaker's hands. And if you're not doing it through the air, find pop passes, find different ways, keeping them engaged, but also pick up 8 yards. Nice job by Walker getting out there to lead up in the blocking part.
C.J. Williams wide right. Will Pauling slot right. Jogs in motion to the left. Anthony is wide to the left from the Wisconsin 45-yard line. Feldhuis snapped the lock. Drops to throw under pressure, and the ball got knocked out. It is loose inside the 45. It was punched out, and Northwestern recovers at the 44-yard line of Wisconsin.
Yeah, pressure off of the edge, and I believe he had a step up coming off of our right side. And I think the backside guy ended up knocked just with a punch out coming off of it here.
That was Grayson Metz. Yep.
Yeah, it started with a little bit of leakage on the front side. Locke had to bring his eyes down, and you know, nice job with a punch out from the backside by Metz, and not what we were looking for.
Najee Story, defensive lineman, recovers for the Wildcats. 5:37 left in the third quarter, 14-3 Wisconsin. second turnover of this game for the Badgers.
This will sound crazy, Matt, but I think the stadium here had something to do, and not with the knockout, but you can feel that with a big crowd when the ball mm-hmm. comes out. Oh, you hear that? I didn't hear that and feel that. Oh, linemen don't know, and that allowed Northwestern to scoop it up.
Yeah, the lack of noise, part of a home field edge there for the Wildcats. Mm-hmm. Here's a handoff, Joseph Hyman up the middle, and he gets wrapped up at the 41-yard line. Gain of about three. Thomas is there for Wisconsin. Second and seven for Northwestern.
Getting a little chippy. Getting a little chippy. You know, Wisconsin's defense been out on the field a while at edge. Wisconsin's offense didn't do what we needed him to do, and now back on the defense. Got some young, fresh bodies out there as well.
Second and seven, Northwestern at the Wisconsin 41-yard line. Bryce Kurtz wide to the right. Frank Covey to the left. Hyman, the running back, out of a pistol formation. Tight ends lined up on the right side of the formation for Northwestern. And the play action, throwing right is Lausch, and it's dropped by Thomas Gordon at the 40-yard line. R.J. Delancey was closing quickly from his corner position. He's getting more work today. Xavier Lucas was injured, upper body injury in the first half. Third down and eight for the Wild. Make that third and seven for the Wildcats. Ball at the Wisconsin 41.
And McDonald and Dylan Johnson out there. Now you got Darryl Peterson. Lowry coming off the edge here on a third down and trying to kind of pay back what we just saw. Both edge guys making plays. Now we're looking for Wisconsin to do the same.
Wildcats are 2 of 11 today on third down. Slot right, slot left. Head high snap to Lausch, drops the throw, winds up, throws it deep and well over everybody. Incomplete. Kurtz, the intended receiver. Nizer Forkureen was there. Over the top help provided by Hunter Wohler. That ball well overthrown. And again, the Wisconsin defense able to rise up as the punt team is on for the Wildcats.
That is such a big stop. The fact they've been on the field almost this entire half, and there's, 4 minutes and 50 seconds left. You get another sudden change and a three and out. That is a big momentum stuffer.
Hunter Renner will handle the punting now for Northwestern. Gets a knee-high snap, couple steps to his right, and pops this one up. Fair catch signaled, but Wohler will let it slip. And it hits inside the 5-yard line. They try to keep it in play. It looks like they did. They just did prevent the ball from crossing the plane of the goal line. Or did they? No, they didn't.
No.
It's a touchback, so the Badgers will start at their 20.
Yeah,
the first breaks the plane, it's a touchback.
Yeah, the first guy knocked it up in the air, and I think the second guy that brought it back in, his feet were in the end zone. Great effort.
And
but no luck.
Breaking the action, a Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association reminds you to support a pig farmer by purchasing pork during Porktober and all year long. Visit WPPA.org. 4:39 left of the third quarter, Wisconsin 14, Northwestern 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Before we continue from Evanston, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
4:39 left third quarter, 14-3 Wisconsin. Badgers have turned it over twice. Northwestern has been unable to capitalize on both of those turns.
Both times that's happened, one a bad interception, this little strip sack punch out. And both times, Wisconsin's defense has went three and outs after that turnover.
They'll go pistol formation with Tawee Walker behind Braden Locke. Trechka Kahuna slot to the right side. Locke will feed it to Walker, trying to hit it off the right side. Breaks a tackle across the 25-yard line. And, boy, those are 7 or 8 grown man yards on that run from Tawee Walker.
It pulled Brunner, and it was not – Northwestern had bodies there. It should have been a 1 or 2 yard gain at best. And Walker just kept moving, finding a spot. That was a really good, hard 7-8 yard run.
Second down and 2 for the Badgers at their 28-yard line. Will Pauling in there now. Slot on the right, loops in motion to the left. Lock gets the snap. Swings it, or rather, gets it off to Trechka Kahuna across the 30, right side, 35-yard line. And tossed out of bounds by Braden Turner. Well executed. I'm looking over at Pauling, and it was Tretch who had the ball at the 39 of Wisconsin, and a first down for the Badgers.
Yeah, kind of a fun little misdirection there, a little fake. And we've seen these little flare-out passes today be very successful. Will Pauling goes in motion, does that. Tretch comes back in a little undercut motion the other way, flipped it to him, picked up the first down.
Yeah, saw him repping that in practice. They break it out here at the 39-yard line, first and 10. Locke reads, pulls, throws left side, tipped up, and it's caught at the 45 by Kekahuna. Off a deflection inside the 45 to the 43-yard line.
Just how you drew it up, right? He ends up pulling the football as a little RPO action. He rolls out to his left, which is difficult, and Tretch is open, and the ball gets tipped up, and fortunately, it ends up in Kekahuna's hands for a first down.
Badgers back on the move. That was Damon Walters who got his hand on it. Kekahuna got both hands on it. The Badgers are into Wildcats territory with 3 minutes left in the third quarter. 14-3 Wisconsin. Kekahuna slot to the right. Quincy Burles wide to the right. Locke will give it to Walker, hitting it off the left side. Turns it back up and is spilled near the 40-yard line of Northwestern. Short gain on the play. Second down for Wisconsin. They'll mark it just outside the Wildcats 40. Second down and 7.
All week I heard, well, they're gap conscious. They're really sound, and you're seeing it today. You've seen some missed tackles. You had the one big run, but that was the case there. Jack Nelson did a really good job of handling his guy on the end of the line of scrimmage, but Northwestern brought another player down to make sure it got turned in. He's unblocked, and he was able to bring Walker down for a 2 or 3 yard pickup.
Vinny Anthony wide left. Riley Nowakowski with slot left. Now motions to the right. Kekahuna and Burles out to the right. Here's the handoff to Walker inside the 40, cutting right to the 35, and is tripped up by Walters inside the 35 to the 33, right at the stick, and that's another Wisconsin first down.
Good hard run to the left, and he was able to avoid one tackler, and it's always fun to see from up here when you're going diagonal back the other way. You can outrun people, and a little shoelace tackle pulled him up. Otherwise, I think he had a big opportunity to make that a lot longer run.
17 carries, 103 yards for Tawee Walker. First and 10, Wisconsin at the Northwestern 33-yard line. Kekahuna slot to the left. Snap to Locke. Reads and pulls, running right. Has room at the 30, 25, and he'll dive to the turf. Sort of a dive, more of just a fall at the 22-yard line. And that's a gain of 11 and another Wisconsin first down.
You're seeing Northwestern's front now. Anytime you see a lot of stemming, which means they're moving, and then they're sliding back and forth, trying to, A, get your offensive lineman to jump, but, B, try really confuse guys on their blocking scheme, you know you're kind of leaning on them. And this is what we were hoping for. You keep getting 2 and 3, and you get 8 or 9. Everybody crashes towards Wisconsin's left side. Locke pulls it easy 11 yards.
55 seconds left, third quarter, 14-3 Wisconsin. Badgers threatening at the Northwestern 23-yard line. And Locke throwing over the middle. That's caught by Pauling. He is to the 10, cutting right. Pauling to the 5, and inside the 5-yard line. First down, goal to go, Wisconsin, in the final minute of the third quarter.
It was really well sold up front. It looked like a run play from up here. The fake handoff to Walker, and all you need, the linebackers to suck up a little bit, And Pauling has all kinds of space, almost gets it in.
Ball just outside the three of Northwestern. First and goal, double wide to the left. Walker is the running back. Northwestern wanted a timeout, and they got it just before the snap. David Braun with a mad dash to get that timeout. Well, the Badgers are the other sideline, not real happy. But he got the timeout acknowledged just before the snap, they say. 17 seconds left in the third quarter, 14-3 Wisconsin. Badgers have a first and goal. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. And we'll go ahead and leave, take a full break. 17 seconds left of the third. Badgers up 14-3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
First and goal, Wisconsin at the Northwestern 3. Let's again check in with Patrick.
My halftime interview with Fickell got cut off there, but as I was asking him different questions, he was agitated. He was not impressed with his team that first half. Even though they had a 14-point lead at the half, he basically said that they didn't play well, and he wasn't happy with it all. And I think that carries over a theme from the week, that he's wanted to keep this Wisconsin team on edge. They have not forgotten what happened against Northwestern last year, where they got beat pretty badly at home, and he wants to make sure they keep that edge. This drive, a touchdown here, might start making him happy. I'm not sure, though.
14-3 Wisconsin, first and goal at the 3-yard line. Will Pauling slot left, motions right, final half minute, third quarter. Little play fake, lock, drifting, looks, throws, and it is caught by Tucker Ashcraft. Touchdown, Wisconsin. A rolling catch as Locke got it out of his hands in time. And Ashcraft hauls it in. Make it 20-3 Wisconsin.
Oh, great job by Locke. There was a little bit of pressure, but he kept backpedaling out of it, understanding he needed to wait to let Ashcraft come across the little over route, beat his man, little congestion, rub, and a beautiful throw by Locke. Nicely executed, great drive, and we're up hopefully 18 here after the extra point.
Nathaniel Vakos for the PAT with 11 seconds left in this third quarter. And the kick is in the air, and it is good. Ford scoring drive for Wisconsin. Eight plays, 80 yards, took 4 minutes, 28 seconds. Braden Locke to Tucker Ashcraft. 11 seconds left in the third quarter. We'll keep it here as the Badgers extend the lead. It's now 21-3 Wisconsin.
Yeah, there wasn't any super flashy play. We saw the little flip back to Kekahuna on one, and we saw Braden Locke able to get out there and run. But I really loved what Walker did that drive. You always hear guys will talk, well, 2 and 3 yards in that first and second quarter, and all of a sudden now it becomes 7 and 8 yards, and that's what this drive was. It was a, we're just going to go to work, we're going to do it, and then the big play, I guess, to Will Pauling over the middle to get it down in there, and then you finish it off with a nice throw to Tucker Ashcraft to finish that drive. That was what this third quarter was, kind of dominated by Northwestern until it wasn't.
No, it turned in a hurry. Did. Here's Gavin Lahm to kick off. And Joseph Hyman, a return chance. He'll field at the 10, cutting right 15-yard line, and is stopped shy of the 20. R.J. Delancey helping lead the charge on the kick cover team. And with 5 seconds left of the third quarter, the Wildcats will start inside their 20-yard line.
Yeah, did a really good job of staying in his lane until he was able to get down. And then when you close and you're going to get out of your lane, you better make sure you go in there and make the tackle. Did a really good job of doing that.
We'll place it at the 18-yard line, Northwestern territory. 21-3, Wisconsin. Third quarter winding down.
And it feels like Lausch, he's made a few plays. I mentioned he's rolling to his left. And even with all that said, he's 6 of 20 in this football game.
Yeah, it's with the feet where he has bothered Wisconsin. And that's a big part of his game, as we talked before the kickoff here today. Two receivers left, one on the right on first down. Lausch makes the handoff, drops the throw, looking, pressure, throws, caught by Porter. Forkurine couldn't get him. Jaheim Thomas will shove him out of bounds. It'll be a first down, though. Porter's ability to make one man miss, and that'll get him a first down to the 30-yard line of Northwestern territory as we were about to hit the end of the third quarter. Penalty markers, though, down. Coming back.
70. 10-yard penalty. Repeat first down.
Yeah, holding penalty against the left guard, Cooper Lovelace. And that's how the third quarter ends. So the Badgers 15 minutes away here from a happy bus ride home, but they know full well there is still work to do. Just as a touchdown takes great teamwork, a successful farm takes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. At the end of three, Wisconsin 21, Northwestern 3. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Get a scoreboard update here in the Big Ten. Late third quarter, Indiana all over Nebraska, 35-7. UCLA leading Rutgers 28-19. Late third quarter of that game. Michigan and Illinois will kick off at 2:30. USC and Maryland at 3. Iowa and Michigan State tonight in East Lansing. Get ready for the fourth quarter here. Holding penalty as the Cats backed up inside their 10. It's first and 19. From the Northwestern 9-yard line, 21-3, Wisconsin leading the Wildcats.
Pick six coming.
Got
Pick
it?
Pick six coming.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm a big Ricardo Hallman fan. I think he, I'm going to go with Forkurine, though. I think he's going to get one here.
It's a good call because Rico's not on the field right
that
now.
That helps.
So that helps, yep.
That helped me change my mind.
Forkurine covering Bryce Kurtz, who lines up on the right side. Two receivers on the left. Lausch back to throw. Stands at the goal line under duress. And it's a safety. Sebastian Cheeks and Kurt Neal are there. Not a pick six, but it's a safety. Make it 23-3, Wisconsin.
A sack two, we'll call it, instead of a pick six. That was just really good. Your coverage was obviously good. And you just kind of get the sense. Lausch isn't comfortable staying in the pocket. Really good push by everybody. Hills with a push, but Kurt Neal, Cheeks really just finishing through their guy and getting that safety. That's finding a way to score points and get the ball back. That's how you love finishing possessions, and the defense got the job done.
Well, the Wisconsin defense has been getting the job done. Very impressive fashion here these last few weeks. So now the Castle free kick. We are 8 seconds into the fourth quarter. 23-3, Wisconsin. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home to 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Light up your senses. Details and reservations, hotel reservations at paysbig.com.
Well, and I say, you know, you're going to be able to get pressure. The big thing is you have to make sure you're staying disciplined with your rush lanes. So it's not as easy as always just racing to a spot. You have to be smart. And that's where that interior push. And we've seen pretty good job. Elijah Hills has done a good job. And that time, Kurt Neal did a great job of pushing his man back in there. Cheeks screaming off the edge. And, man, you love finding ways to create turnovers and making plays. This defense, whether it's been a turnover on the other side and making a three and out or finding ways to set them up for seven and now grabbing two for themselves. Another good afternoon for this defense.
Luke Akers kicking off the 20. Vinny Anthony is deep. He had a big return off a similar circumstance at USC. He'll have a chance here. He'll catch right side of the 20, across the 25. Vinny across the 30-yard line, cutting left, has space. He's to the 40. Anthony, 45, 50. Anthony inside the 45-yard line. Well, he did it after a penalty in the USC game a few weeks ago and a big return. He has another one here following a safety, and the Badgers are right back in business, a 39-yard return. Send it downstairs again to Patrick.
The vibes are good on the Wisconsin sideline, as you can imagine. Now, they travel with this giant bass drum. They did last year, and they did this year again, too. When guys that score all the time, they don't come over and bang it. But this game's featured a couple of new guys who aren't used to the end zone. Ashcraft, first touchdown of the year. Yacomelli, and then there, Cheeks and Neal. They come running over, and they bang that drum with as much might as they can. One side says six for a touchdown. The other side has got one when the defense makes a play.
I think last year the drum didn't survive training camp. They had to go to the backup drum. Two receivers right, one on the left. Single back offense. Here's the handoff. Darion Dupree and trying to duck under a bridge there. And look, he was getting hit up high and ducked right under it and was able to get a yard out of it. And a hard yard it was to the 42 of Northwestern.
Still learning. I think you're seeing what with Walker, a little more of a veteran, being able to kind of find some things. Here, things happen quick. You have to go. You read it and you go. That time, Dupree did a little bit dancing against gap sound, fundamentally tough teams. Gets tough to get started.
Will Pauling slot to the right from the Northwestern 42-yard line, second down and nine. Reading it, pulling it. Locke throws to the right, caught by Pauling, and he is taken down by Josh Fussell. Around the 40-yard line of the far side, maybe the 39. That's where they'll place it. Third down and six for Wisconsin.
Really nice throw there. That was you had to have show a little arm strength on that. Again, he was drifting a little bit back after the RPO, kind of held it and threw it all the way to the boundary. Nice job there by everybody involved.
A minute 15 gone by in the fourth quarter. 23-3, Wisconsin leads Northwestern. The Badgers have a third and six at the Wildcats' 39-yard line. Cade Yacomelli in at running back in a pistol set. As Locke will turn, gives it to Yacomelli over the left side. Cade drives it down to the 35. Damon Walters is there. It's fourth and two for Wisconsin. Make it, they may mark it closer to the 36. So make it fourth down and three for the Badgers. The offense stays out there as Darion Dupree coming back into the lineup. The Badgers get back on the ball. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Fourth and three for the Wildcats, 36. Locke with a look over now. 15 on the play clock. Well, they're going to milk this. Let's see if they take it all the way down and then use a timeout. Play clock is down to five.
I think that's a pretty good bet.
And that's what they're going to do is Luke Fickell takes the timeout with 12:42. Remaining in the game. Brew Pub Lots of Matzo Pizza is a proud partner of Badger Athletics, made right here in Wisconsin and loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub pizzas are everything we love here in the Badger State. Scoop one today from your local grocery store or enjoy one next time you're at the game at Camp Randall Stadium. 12:42 remaining, Wisconsin 23, Northwestern 3. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A-minus in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
When you're out of town and want to keep up with live college sports, be sure to download the free Varsity Network app, available on both Apple and Android. Listen to college sports live with the Varsity Network app. Badgers sending on Atticus Bertrams. It's 4th-and-3 at the Northwestern 36-yard line. 12:42 remaining. 23-3, Wisconsin leading Northwestern. Bryce Kurtz standing at the Wildcats' 8-yard line. Bertrams right at midfield, gets the snap. Pressure is light, and he pops this one up. Getting down there is Will Pauling, and he'll catch it at the 5-yard line. He got that down. Bertrams with a nice touch. Pauling gets down there, and the Wildcats again with poor field position with 12:35 remaining.
Normally I like a little aggressiveness, but I think you always have to understand the flow of a game. And even though it's 4th-and-3 and you're at the, I don't know, upper 30s, when you're dominating a game and defensively this group is on it and you feel good about your special teams, you did that at the end of the first half and the turning point in the football game happened. You do it again, you just got 2 points. Now you're in position again for your defense to make, to continue to make plays.
Brandon Lane, Ben Barton, the defensive lineman. Jack Lausch standing at the goal line on 1st-and-10. He'll give it to Porter off the right side, and they are just not having it defensively. I mean, crashing down there, Big Ben Barton. Nothing happening, 2nd-and-10.
Just crashed across the left guard's face and was able to not only beat him across his face, get some penetration, but also bring down the running back. It's one thing just to beat the man that you're lined up against. Then it also you have to go and make the play. Barton did that beautifully.
2nd-and-10, Northwestern from its own 5. Calvin Johnson, Bryce Kurtz out to the left. Hayden Elligan out to the right on 2nd down. Lausch back to throw, 5 yards deep in the end zone, and the throw is incomplete at the 10-yard line. Good coverage from Forkurine. Elligan, the intended receiver, so they get 3rd-and-10 for the Wildcats at their own 5.
It just feels like there's no space. If Lausch has not been able to roll out of the pocket, if he's had to stay in the pocket, Wisconsin's defensive backs have been plastered to these guys. Forkerine there, good job of not getting that right arm in there early. Stayed back and just batted the ball away. The coverage today has been fantastic.
Two receivers to the left, Kurtz out to the right. 3rd-and-10 for the Wildcats from their own 5. Lausch again the throw in his own end zone. Drops it off. Caught by Porter across the 10. And he gets hit hard first by Forkurine. And then just unloading was Christian Allegro at the 12-yard line. 4th-down and Northwestern will be punting.
Nice job by the defense. Stay in front of the, you know, kind of cuddle it, hold it back in, and then rally to the football, keep it in front of the sticks, get that football back right away. Again, another 3 and out in this half.
4th-and-3, Wildcats punting from their own 12. Akers gets the snap back in there and floats it out to Hunter Waller. He'll catch at the 45 of Wisconsin. Cross midfield to the 45. Waller inside the 40-yard line. I wonder if Northwestern was just expecting a fair catch there. Hunter said, no, I got this. And he had returned at 17 yards. And another scoring opportunity coming up for the Wisconsin Badgers. We'll take a break. 11 minutes, 11 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 23, Northwestern 3. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This Halloween, don't just scream for candy. Treat your taste buds to something spooktacular. It's True Moo Whole Orange Cream Milk, a yummy treat that's mummy approved. The product features the perfect balance of orange and vanilla flavors and is packed with 8 grams protein per 8-ounce serving. True Moo Whole Orange Cream Milk is sure to be a crowd pleaser for your little goblins. True Moo Whole Orange Cream Milk, where every sip is a trick or treat. Grab yours today at Piggly Wiggly.
You're listening to Wisconsin football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
With a return from Hunter Waller, the Badgers will begin at the Northwestern 39-yard line. 11 minutes, 11 seconds to play. 23-3, Wisconsin leading Northwestern.
I got a kick out of that because I think you're right, Matt. The Northwestern Wildcats were probably looking at it like Hunter is just going to fair catch that. And I'm sure you've heard this from friends over there. Just some guy, just let the ball go with some of the punt return issues we've had. And that was the case there. You're up 20 points. And Hunter Waller, being the competitor and the great football player that he is, catches it and then is able to go pick up 10, 15 more yards, setting up Wisconsin in prime scoring position.
Darion Dupree, the running back now. Tawi Walker, 17 carries, 103 yards. Northwestern, just 204 yards of offense, 295 for Wisconsin. C.J. Williams, Tretch Kekahuna come out to the right. Quincy Burroughs out to the left. Badgers going right to left as we see it in the fourth quarter. Locke with a toss right side. That's caught by Darion Dupree. Darion Dupree inside the 35 and gets popped to the turf at the 30-yard line. Darion Dupree, the freshman, with a 9-yard run, second down and one.
I love that, getting him going vertical, a little flip out to the right side. And yes, Nowakowski to block his man out in space, and Kekahuna as well. And that, you just let Dupree go. Let him get vertical and moving fast. Didn't have to make any reads there. Just go, and he picked up 9.
Ball placed at the Wildcats 30 as the Badgers milking that clock. Phil Longo signaling in the play. Play clock is at 10. Kekahuna slot right, motions to the left. Dupree hands on knees, sets up right of Locke, and Braden now trying to throw one. He has to throw it in the dirt as Anto Saka putting pressure on Locke. This is a guy, might be the first time I've said his name here today. Very athletic, pass rushing specialist. And the Badgers now have a third and one at the Wildcats 30.
They're just trying to do a little leak out route by their tight end, pick up the first down. And I know, just in kind of talking and seeing some of that, they really respect that pass rush from Northwestern there. And just get rid of the football. Don't make any critical mistakes. That's what Locke did.
Walker in there at running back now. Locke will give it to him. Tawi trying to bounce it outside, then turns it right back up and gets the first down at the 26-yard line. It looked like he was going to bounce it to his right. Said, nope, I want to just go north-south. Got the first down.
I don't know if I've ever seen that. There's a little bit of a scrum to the right side, and it's third and short. So normally you just keep grinding your feet, try to dive, pick it up. He ends up backpedaling out two or three steps and then bounced it out to the right. Luckily, he had enough time, put his foot back in the ground. Two different resets there by Walker, and he was able to pick up the first down.
First and 10 at the Northwestern 26-yard line. C.J. Williams, slot left. Quincy Burroughs wide left. Locke will give it to Walker up the middle inside the 20. Tawee Walker. Oh, it takes three or four Wildcats to slow him down. Progress all the way to the 15-yard line. An 11-yard run, another first down for the Badgers. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers.
He just doesn't want to go down. He continues, and that really good job by the interior of Wisconsin's offensive line to give you a seam. Walker hit it full tilt, and then, as we said earlier in the game, how much do these guys, it used to be they're coming in low, now standing up, and Walker keeps moving his feet. You let your buddies come in, get a little rugby scrum to push it past the first down. That's when you know you're wearing people out.
9:05 remaining. Badgers up 20 and looking to extend the lead even further. C.J. Williams slot right, Quincy Burroughs wide to the right, and now a timeout taken here with the play clock winding down. That'll be the second charge timeout for Wisconsin in this second half. 8 minutes and 58 seconds to play. We're going to keep it here. Wisconsin 23, Northwestern 3.
It's tricky because you know with air raid and Phil Longo, it's tempo and moving. And then when you slow it down, a lot of times you almost kind of get out of sorts. Mm-hmm. As far as how much time do we need to get up there? Well, you want to milk the clock. You're up by 20. And the timing there just did not work. So it's always interesting. You want to continue to do what you do, but you also have to understand the dynamics of what you need the rest of this game, and you do want to continue to pick up first downs and milk that clock. And that time Wisconsin milked it a little bit too far.
Right, here we go. Pauling slot right, Burroughs wide right, Walker the running back. First and 10 at the 15 of Northwestern. Locke will give it to Walker. Now bounces it outside. Tawee racing outside the numbers and gets sent down hard by Damon Walters at the 11-yard line of Northwestern. Gain of 4, second down and 6 for Wisconsin.
Will Pauling put his nose in there? And I've really been impressed with the tight ends pulling and being able to read what Northwestern's doing, because you kick out, and then if they end up playing down shoulder, you have to log it, and then the ball bounces. And a little very veteran play there by Walker. Had the room, could have probably kept going. Wanted to make sure to stay in bounds to keep the clock moving.
From the 11-yard line of Northwestern, second down and 6, Wisconsin. Two receivers left, one on the right. Snap the lock. He'll give it to Walker. Hitting it outside. Breaks outside the numbers. Gets inside the 10 and is pulled down by Koko Azuma at the 8-yard line of Northwestern, which brings up third down and 3 for the Badgers.
Another hard run and good finish over there by Riley Mullman. I also love when the offensive lineman, that ball was over all the way to the boundary. And guys are tired. It's been run a bunch of plays, and you're, you know, being physical, sprinted over to help Walker up. You know, Tywee has put in a day. He is grinding out. What has he got? 21 for a buck 25. Hard yards there, and he goes and scoops him up. Takes a little bit off his legs.
And Koko Azuma a little shaken up for Northwestern. The officials recognizing that, so they'll stop play here with 7 minutes and 44 seconds left in the third quarter. 23-3 Wisconsin. The Badgers will have a third down and 3 at the Wildcats 8-yard line.
It's those little things, and I know it doesn't sound like much or seem like much, but you know, O-linemen, we can be crusty and a little curmudgeon-y,
no.
And we're always I know you guys are shocked
no.
by that, but I love it when you see guys finishing and going over and helping up the skill guys, especially a back that's giving you a day like this just to take a little bit off. Love to see that from Riley.
Riley,
he has answered that a little quick there, too. Little quick on that interjection, yeah, except for my boy Dave. Dave has said, oh, no, Ty, you're an absolute gem.
You're all just charming people. Third down and 3, Wisconsin at the Northwestern 8-yard line. Pauling slot left, Burroughs wide left, pistol formation. Locke will hand off to Walker off the right side. Tawee diving to that first down, and I think he got there. Well, let's see. They're marking maybe a little shy of the 5.
He's sliding his foot. I'm not sure he knows. It looks like they're going to call it fourth down.
Yes, they are. So the Badgers will go for it, fourth down. And looks like inches, 6:49 to play, 23-3 Wisconsin.
Now I'm always fascinated on this because my text strings are fascinated. Do you go under center? Go ahead. Oh, did you
they
see?
Are.
Did you see him go under center and score a touchdown?
Here they are. Under center is Braden Locke. Eye backs behind him. And a timeout is taken by David Braun. He's going, what are they doing?
But just wait a second. They don't go under center. I swear everybody in Wisconsin says they don't.
We'll continue to keep it here with 6 minutes and 29 seconds to play. 23-3. Wisconsin leading Northwestern. Yeah, it's like the weekly reminder, as much college football as I watch, it's interesting or amazing how many teams go shotgun and on third and one, fourth and one. This is inches away here because you just don't rep. You don't see teams repping a ton. Now, they'll do it some, but they just don't rep a ton going under center.
I think a big part of that, too, is you go watch high school football, you know, in Wisconsin or all over the place. Everybody is doing that, so that's become more and more prevalent in college football as well.
You got old boy J.P. Benshaw in there. Badgers going heavy on the left. So this is their version of the jumbo.
They're going to go check that spot.
Okay. I thought
it looked like he got it, and then the ref kind of kept drifting back. The ball spotter kept drifting. I thought he picked it up.
6 minutes and 29 seconds to play. Wisconsin leads Northwestern 23-3.
Unfortunately, not much for replays and review angles today up here, but it is the small baby stadium, so I'm not mad about it. It was just a straight zone play to the right, and Walker got a great head of steam going, and it felt like, I think he needed to get, right past the... Where are they at? The five?
Yeah, they needed the five.
It felt like he had just crossed the five, and they marked it just short of the five. So if they got buzzed to go take a look, that typically means the original spot wasn't correct.
Yeah, there was a lot of time that went by before that buzz happened. And it's where the ball was when his knee hit. Mm-hmm. And it's close, isn't it?
Right on the five, it feels like. So... You always say if there's paper, right? If he brings out a pad of paper, good. He does not have any paper,
no.
After further review, the ruling on the field stands as called. Fourth down.
Like we said, great spot.
Upon further review. So, we'll tell you again, 6 minutes and 29 seconds remaining, 23-3 Wisconsin. The Badgers have a fourth down and inches. Those are the football just outside the five-yard line of Northwestern. So, J.P. Benshaw now lines up on the right side, the extra beef up front. Running up by Malman. You got Nowakowski and Ashcraft on the left side. I-backs, Jackson Aker, the fullback. Tawee Walker, the tailback. Lock under his center, Jake Renfro. Takes the snap, toss right side to Walker. Tawee's going to get stopped short. They tried to go outside. Jalen Pate and others are there as the Badgers are denied with 6:22 remaining.
Should have went shotgun. Yeah. What are we doing?
We will take a break. 6:22 to play. Wisconsin 23, Northwestern 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin football brought to you in part by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. So the Badgers denied on fourth and inches. Tawee Walker actually caught for a loss of a couple of yards. 6 minutes and 22 seconds remaining. It remains 23-3. Wisconsin leads Northwestern as the Wildcats will take over at their 7-yard line.
That kind of reiterates the point. I understood the, you know, we joked a little bit about the under center and everything else because we haven't been great on short yardage, or at least we haven't been. We missed a few critical ones earlier in the year. And you have to execute whatever you're going to do. And that time there, Northwestern was able to string that out, and you could say, well, run it up the middle, quarterback sneak. You have to execute whatever the play is called. That time, you went under center, you flipped it out, thinking because they were so heavy to stop a sneak or a dive, and they beat our guys, made a play, and now they get the football back, and the defense gets to try to make another play.
Well, the defense late in the first half, forced a fumble, led to a touchdown. And a safety, produced a safety here in this second half. Cats starting at their 7, first and 10. Two receivers right, one on the left. Snap to Lausch. Stands at the goal line, screen to the left, and Hyman is met right away by Jake Chaney. Inside the 5-yard line. They'll mark at the 4 on a loss of 3.
Yeah, they designed a screen play there, and Jake Chaney sat, waited, and once he saw that ball be released, he pounced and did a great job of reading through what Northwestern was trying to do, and just a great quick read and a beautiful tackle by Chaney.
5:55 and counting left in
violent.
The game. That was.
Violent tackle.
This defense has just been terrific now over these last 3 weeks. Calvin Johnson's slot to the right. Actually, one of 3 receivers to the right on second down and long. Lausch to throw. Right side pass caught by Gordon, and he is met right away. And it's Jake Chaney again across the 5. They'll mark near the 7-yard line, where it will be 3rd down and 10.
It looked like Leon Lowry off the edge, really making sure to focus to keep Lausch in the pocket. And then you throw it underneath, and let's see if Chaney, he's not out there. I was going to call it. He's going to go trifecta. 3 tackles on this series. That was another nice job of reading it and not giving any space, just immediately lugging him to the ground.
4 receiver formation, 2 on the left, 2 on the right. Joseph Hyman is the running back. 3rd and 10, Wildcats, their own 7-yard line. Belt high snap to Lausch. He's under pressure, flush to his right. Looking, he'll run for it. Across the 5, across the 10, and gets pasted out of bounds by Christian Allegro. And
don't
a lot
punching.
Of jawing going on. Yeah. Badgers got to be careful.
Yeah,
Allegro,
just get out of there.
Allegro getting his guys out of there.
Oh.
And now
everywhere.
The penalty markers fly.
Yeah.
As Lausch was trying to get the first down, Allegro tagged him in bounds. I think Northwestern took exception there, but it was a football play. It wasn't out of bounds. He wasn't on the chalk when Allegro hit him. The officials are going to sort this out. I didn't see anybody taking
no
a swing.
Punches.
That's
no.
The main thing here.
That's a frustration deal. That was a great big hit by Allegro. Wisconsin obviously loved the energy, so they all rallied around, and Northwestern's down 20. They're feeling it, and that's it. That was a, I'm frustrated. I didn't
after
like what
the
happened.
Play was over, on sportsmanlike conduct, number 6, Northwestern. Half the distance to the goal, the down counts, 4th down.
Well, pretty good discipline on the part of the Badgers there. You had Allegro trying to pull guys away. R.J. DeLancey looked
Hunter
like.
Hunter was in there.
Yeah,
yep.
That is smart. As there was jawing going back and forth both sides, but clearly this officiating crew not real happy with Joseph Hyman there. He was the guilty party of the unsportsmanlike conduct. So now the Wildcats will be punting in the line of scrimmage back of their 7-yard line.
Yeah, it felt like it was just a big-time hit by Allegro, and the frustration is starting to seep into this Northwestern sideline.
Snap to Akers, and he pops this one up toward the near sideline, and it goes out of bounds inside the 35 of Northwestern. Let's see how far they go here. They'll place at the 31, and a penalty marker is down at the 17-yard line. That was just a 25-yard punt. Here's the call.
During the kick, holding. Number 22 of the receiving team. 10-yard penalty from the end of the kick. First and 10.
So the Badgers will have the ball, but just still good field position, but not as good as it might have been. 4:29 to play, 23-3 Wisconsin. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory. And